brought manna to them and even told them, just take what you need for the day. When you're in such a situation, all that God will bless you with is just what you need for the day. If you want abundance, you want to live in abundance, then you can relate with the scripture we just read in Deuteronomy chapter 28. It was when they started walking that God will say, look, you have abundance. In fact, you will lend to people and you will not borrow. God will bless you through the works of your hands. It was when the Israelites were established to walk and, you know, begin to walk by themselves that they could boast of an abundance, that they could boast of certain riches and all that. So we need to look beyond an expectation without work, but we need to get to work and expect that God will bless us through our work. Peter had a mighty catch while he was fishing. If Peter did not have a boat and nets while he was washing his nets and all that, there would not have been that report of how Jesus asked him to cast his nets to the right that they might have a large catch, which they did. The widow of Zarephath had her oil multiplied. No, is it her? No, her flour didn't run dry because she was working. She was going to make her last meal. She was going to make her last meal. Imagine she didn't have that skill to make a meal, which the prophet says, oh, yeah, I'll make my own, just quickly make my own. And then he made a pronunciation. Joseph was slave. But Joseph was a source of blessing to his people because he was working. God used Joseph as prime minister, while working as prime minister, to save Israel, which I believe was the overall plan or purpose why he went through the slavery. God blessed Joseph on his job, not outside his job. You must work, and that is going to be a means through which God will bless you. Those who want manna only get a daily filling, but those God bless through their work get an abundance. What work are you doing that God can bless? That's a question you must answer. What work are you doing that God can bless? What work is in your hand that God can bless at this time in your life? Are you just looking up and expecting? No, it must go beyond that. God blesses the work of our hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Almighty God. I think I should stop here and continue next Sunday. Or I should just, let me just quickly rush through it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pardon me. The next point, or the last point I'll make, is that work is a platform to shine forth the light of the gospel to the world. Work is a platform through which you shine forth the light of the gospel to the world. Look at it this way. You spend more time at work than at home. You meet more people at work, all kinds of people at work, than at home. You are exposed to more of the world's challenges, the danger, the temptations, the evil, the hate, and all that at work than at home. And this gives you the chance to shine brightest. Remember the scripture that you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. And we know that light shines brightest in the dark. The best place to express the light of God is at work. That is where you attract the different kind of people that needs the gospel. That is where you come in contact with the different kinds of challenges that needs the power of the gospel. That is where you see people who have need. That is where you are able to express the God-given gifts and ability. I was with a brother during the week and was telling me how, you know, he believes that God has placed him in his office because of certain people. And some people called him to acknowledge that, oh, if you are not here, my brother, So God uses work as a platform for you to shine. You know, I've seen my wife, how she uses her gifts to touch some of her junior staffs. You know, I just believe she has this gift of giving. You know, she sees people's needs and somehow she's able to just step in secretly, you know. Even when she doesn't have, she goes out of the way to try to, but you know, God just placed her at the workplace and some of our cleaners, you know, during this pandemic situation, lockdown and all that. While she was there, she was thinking about some cleaners and all that. Oh, child, with these people and all that. You know, God places you at your workplace as a platform to shine forth the light of his gospel, a place where you fulfill your ministry, a place where you do the work of the ministry, a place where you share the gospel and shine brightly the light of God. You are the light of the world, and you have your workplace as the platform. And finally, I'll just close on this note, or in concluding. The concept of work is an integral part of a believer's life. The concept of work is an integral part of your life. So whatever work you do, whether a doctor, a lawyer, accountant, a soldier, police officer, a music director, a musician, a teacher, estate surveyor, a cleaner, judge, or you're not even sure what it is you do, a marketer, I just sell, I just buy and sell, I look for opportunities. Whatever work you do, you must see it as a privilege that God has given you. It must be done to glorify God. It must be taken as a privilege. And it should be done with the right attitude. By God's grace, we'll talk about the attitudes next week. So embrace work with the whole of your heart. Don't see it as a challenge or a problem. Embrace it by faith and say, God, I thank you for this work, and I will do it on the ability that you give me to do it because you have blessed me with it. Father, I thank you for this time and this privilege. We glorify you because your children, we embrace the truth and the reality of this blessing called work. Glorious God, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for your time. I apologize once again for extending beyond what I'm supposed to have spent. I'm sure you had a good time. Have a great week ahead. Thank you.